أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after relating to us incidents of different anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam, and as we know, the common mission of the anbiya and the one message that they had was to invite towards the oneness of Allah and to invite towards tawheed, living in the monotheism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after relating to us all the incidents, said to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ. Indeed, this is your ummah, an ummah which is bound by one faith and one iman. And that is what has brought the ummah together. Indeed, this is your ummah, ummatan wahida. Allah says it is one single ummah. It is one single unit. And from this, we are reminded of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he described the ummah as one body. One single body, one single unit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that one part of the ummah suffers, the entire body reacts to the suffering of one part of the ummah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that oneness and that unity that is found within the ummah. Allah says, your ummah is indeed one single ummah, a single unit bound together by one single iman, faith in Allah. Wa ana rabbukum, I am your Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, emphasizes the fact that He alone is our Rabb, and we will surrender to the command of Allah. We will surrender to the will of Allah. That is primary. We surrender to the command of Allah. And we should give that priority over every other authority, over every other command, over every other rulership or government or leadership, is the command of Allah. That should reign supreme. And whenever you find that there is a clash or contradiction between the authority of the land and the authority of Allah, preference must always be given to the command of Allah. That is putting Allah first. In everything, whether it is our personal lives, whether it is our ibadah, give preference to the command of Allah and give preference to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands. That is what Allah wants from us. And that is what Allah says. I am your Rabb. I am the ultimate and supreme authority. Fa'budun. So worship me alone. Don't become disloyal to me in the pursuit of being loyal to others. وَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the previous ummas and about the previous nations, that تَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. They had split up their affair amongst themselves. Why? Because they now started giving preference to other rules or other laws over the law of Allah. And Allah's law is one. If you all abide to the law of Allah, there will be unity. But the moment you start giving preference to others over the commandment and the law and the governance of Allah, then you will find تَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ. People will be disunited because now you are bringing the rule and the law of others into such aspects of being and your religion wherein you should be given preference to the command and the law of Allah. وَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ كُلٌّ إِلَيْنَا رَاجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ultimately, to Allah alone will we all return. And we have to answer to Him. And that is what we should keep in front of us, is when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to answer to Allah, and we are going to be responsible for our deeds and our actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to perform in this world. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whosoever will consistently perform the acts of righteousness, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and the person has true iman, فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعِيهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never reject the effort of that person. وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we are recording every single act of righteousness that the person does while in a state of iman for the sake and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant.